Welcome to Lanyap, a news feature of KEDM Public Radio with information on issues and events. I'm Bob Lennox. The Giacomo Puccini classic opera, La Bohème, is presented this weekend by the Louisiana Opera and the University of Louisiana at Monroe Department of Music. Here to share on the upcoming performances is director Dr. Mark Clark and Ron Ullin, who plays the role of Marcello. Welcome to you both.
Thank you.
Glad to be here.
Yeah, glad that you are here and excited about performances coming up this weekend. Mark, La Bohème, commonly called a novel, but it doesn't really present a unified plot. Share about how this opera is put together.
Well, I think it's just perfection as an opera and as a piece of drama. I mean, it's based on the novel, a 19th century novel, French novel. And the characterizations are terrifically done musically. And I just love how it's symmetrical and put together, where it's very light at the very beginning, the first act, and then it gets serious with the romance between Mimi and Rodolfo. Second act is all fun. Third act is all serious. Fourth act is again divided. So it's just like a perfectly symmetrically dramatic piece. And musically, it fits together so well with reminiscent melodies that are repeated throughout. And it just seems to be perfection, something we never get tired of hearing, performing, producing, directing. You always get these chills about it. And I always say that it's before Les Mis, there was La Bohème, because it's got that romantic, but a lot of fun, a lot of humorous parts to it, great characters to it.
And thus, as you say, with the symmetry of it and the balance, it really lends, I guess, as the reason for its popularity.
Yeah, and for somebody was saying to me this week, it's for people who hate opera, it's great opera. It's great piece of music and entertainment.
Well, tell us about the local production.
Yeah, it's fully staged, fully staged. And it's so unique. I mean, I've directed it on huge stages with literally 100 people on the stage. This one is our recital hall stage, and it is just so intimate. And you hear it and see it in a way that I've never experienced it before. There's an immediacy of being so close to the singers, like you feel like you're a part of it. These singer actors I don't know how it came together like this, but we have our faculty here. We have some of our students here. We have some fantastic guest artists who work together so well. So it's an interactive, sort of like a great fun piece to feel the audience will feel like they're part of it.
Yeah, the opera is performed in Italian, but there will be super titles that'll
right,
be
shown. Right, projections so that people can follow the words.
Well, tell us about the principal characters and who was cast in those roles.
We have our own Claire Evangelisti, who everyone is well acquainted with, singing Mimi for the first time. And it's a role that she's been working on all year, and she's very excited about performing. She's just perfect for the role. We have two former students of mine from Indiana University, Tyler Smith, who teaches at Loyola. He's singing the lead role of Rodolfo. Big voice, thrilling voice. And then, of course, we have Ron Ullin sitting next to me, who's Marcello, baritone. And Ron sang leading roles in Germany for many, many years. He's a veteran with a fresh voice. And he sounds magnificent. And it's a great, great role, but it has no arias in it. So it's unusual to have a baritone role and be so massively large. And there's so many aspects to it and so many different characterizations to it. And yet it doesn't have an aria.
Ron, another big voice, and I guess kind of an artist in residence visiting from San Marcos, Texas.
This is the third time he's been here, too. Yeah. He sang the leading role of Rigoletto last year.
Ron, what stands out about this opera and the role that you're portraying?
Well, as Mark was saying earlier, that La Boheme is just, it has something for everyone. Anyone who thinks that opera is a bad thing, or it has, we've got some negative connotations about opera, but if you come and see it, you'll so many people will be amazed how many of the tunes they've heard over music, over in films, in dramatic moments in films, commercials, in the elevators. It's just one of those pieces that you walk out singing or whistling a tune or humming or something because it, there's so many great moments in it. The role of Marcello is really so multifaceted. He's sort of a goof off. He's someone who's been hurt, so you know his girlfriend has dumped him, so he's feeling that pain and has that anger about her. But when he sees her again in the company of another man, he gets super jealous. He realizes he still has feelings for her. And they continue their little cat and dog fight. They're a funny couple. They can throw things at each other and make up. I don't know if anybody's seen this new commercial about with the two Italians who scream at you. I mean, that is really, that's Musetta and Marcello in a television commercial. So, yeah, it's just a great role.
And the Musetta is played by Betsy Ushkrat, who has actually performed the role at Shreveport Opera. And she's a former Miss Indiana. She's got all the, you know, the moves and everything. She's fantastic in this role. So,
well, there is an admission fee to attend the opera. When are the performances scheduled, and how can someone find out more?
Well, the performances are Friday night at 7:30 and Sunday afternoon at 3 in the Recital Hall, Biedenharn Hall, which is right next to the large Brown Auditorium. It's very easy to find, and the entrance is right on University Avenue. Tickets are for the VIP tickets, which allow you to have preferred sitting in the center and also to meet the artists afterwards in a reception at the University House. Those, they're available at the door. And we also have free admittance for anybody. We just want everybody to come and see this opera. Should be standing room only.
La Boheme coming up this weekend at ULM. Mark, Ron, thank you for joining us.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Bob.